doing the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Shots rang out and a prison was set ablaze as fresh unrest rocked Nigeria's biggest city, Lagos, on Thursday. All this after the shooting of protesters that drew international outrage. Amnesty International said Nigerian soldiers and police gunned down 12 peaceful protesters on Tuesday, while 56 have died overall across the country since demonstrations against police abuse and bad governance began on October 8th. The United States on Thursday condemned what it called excessive use of force by the Nigerian military, but Nigeria's army has dismissed as fake news reports that soldiers opened fire on demonstrators. Demonstrations erupted 2 weeks ago in Nigeria over brutality by the police's loathed Special Anti-Robbery Squad, or SARS. The unit was disbanded, but protests quickly swelled into broader demands for reform. Fugitive U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden has been granted permanent residency in Russia, his lawyer said Thursday. Snowden is a former U.S. intelligence contractor who revealed in 2013 that the U.S. government was spying on its citizens. He has been living in exile in Russia since the revelations, although he has said he would like to return to the United States if the case against him is closed. Snowden is wanted in the U.S. on espionage charges after he leaked information showing agents from the National Security Agency, or NSA, were collecting telephone records of millions of U.S. citizens. Tonight, U.S. President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee, for the final debate before the November 3rd presidential election. The candidates will address the pandemic, race relations, climate change, and more. New to this debate, a mute button so that one candidate's mic will be muted when the other one is speaking. This is VOA News. The United States on Thursday welcomed Kyrgyzstan's detention of an alleged crime boss who Washington says is a major force in drug trafficking. The Central Asian country's new government has pledged to fight organized crime. This comes after a new acting president took over in a move analysts say is partly aimed at deflecting allegations that the new leadership has links to criminal groups. The U.S. State Department says the man detained is part of a transnational criminal organization, and the new president has angrily denied suggestions that he has ties to organized crime, including to the man detained, who hails from the same region as the acting leader. At the beginning of the month, the country's new leader was himself serving jail time on a hostage-taking charge dating back to a 2013 incident at a rally at a gold mine, but he was released by protesters and shot to power after rallies over a disputed parliamentary election morphed into clashes between police and demonstrators. A cloud of sadness descended on the streets of central Dublin Thursday as Ireland became the first EU nation to return to a full coronavirus lockdown. Schools remain open, but otherwise for 6 weeks, all Irish citizens have been told to stay home, with a strict 5-kilometer travel limit for exercise. Restaurants, bars, and pubs will be shuttered, and visits between different households are banned. Ireland has suffered over 1,800 deaths from COVID-19, and cases are rising in line with an upsurge across Europe, setting the stage for a winter of harsh restrictions. One citizen told AFP, it's just the kind of cloud of sadness again that the city is abandoned. Three-time Lebanese Prime Minister Saeed Hariri was renamed to the post Thursday. His mandate, to create a reform-oriented cabinet that can lift the country out of its worst economic crisis in decades. Hariri made his comeback almost a year after stepping down under pressure from an unprecedented protest movement demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's political system. The country is under huge international pressure to form a crisis cabinet of independents to address a plummeting economy made worse by the coronavirus pandemic and the devastating blast at the Beirut port on August 4th. 9 people have died after getting flu shots in South Korea in the past week, according to authorities, raising concerns over the vaccine safety, just as the seasonal inoculation program is expanded to head off potential COVID-19 complications. Authorities are investigating the deaths of the people who received the shots, but so far they have found no evidence that can link that can link the deaths to the vaccines. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.